Answer. Introduction. The road to wealth has a shortcut. There's a hidden road to wealth and financial freedom, a shortcut of blinding speed where you can achieve wealth and youthful exuberance over elder entropy. Yes, you don't have to settle for mediocrity. You can live rich, retire 4 decades early, and live a life that most can't. Sadly, the shortcut is cleverly camouflaged from your view. Instead of the shortcut, you're led down a paralyzing road to mediocrity, a dulled cornucopia of financial stratagem tailored to the slumbering masses, a legion of mandates that sacrifices your wildest dreams in favor of numbed expectations. That road? It's financial mediocrity known as get rich slow, the slow lane, or wealth in a wheelchair. That tedium sounds like this.
Go to school, get good grades, graduate, get a good job, save 10%, invest in the stock market, max out your 401k, slash your credit cards and clip coupons, and then someday, when you are, 65 years old, you will be rich.
This dictation is a decree to trade life for life. It's the long way, and no, it isn't scenic. If wealth were an ocean voyage, Get Rich Slow would be sailing around the Horn of South America while the Fastlaner uses a shortcut, the Panama Canal. The Millionaire Fastlane isn't a static strategy that preaches, go buy real estate, think positively, or start a business, but a complete psychological and mathematical formula that cracks the code to wealth and unlocks the gateway to the shortcut. The Fastlane is a progression of distinctions that gives probability to the unspeakable. Live richly today while young and decades before standard norms of retirement. Yes, you can win a lifetime of freedom and prosperity, and it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 40. What Get Rich Slow does in 50 years, the Fastlane shortcut does in 5. Why can't you drive the shortcut? If you're a typical wealth seeker, your approach to wealth can be predictably foretold by a timeless question. What do I have to do to get rich? The quest for the answer, wealth's holy grail, throws you into a mode of pursuit where you chase down a variety of strategies, theories, careers, and schemes that supposedly will bring great wealth into your lap. Invest in real estate, trade currencies, play pro ball. What do I have to do? Screams the wealth seeker. No, please stop. The answer is more about what you've been doing than what you haven't. There's an old proverb that's mutated a few times, but the gist is this. If you want to keep on getting what you're getting, keep on doing what you're doing. The translation? Stop. If you aren't wealthy, stop doing what you're doing. Stop following the conventional wisdom. Stop following the crowd and using the wrong formula. Stop following the roadmap that forsakes dreams and leads to mediocrity. Stop traveling roads with punitive speed limits and endless detours. I call it anti-advice, and much of this book follows this prescription. This book lists nearly 300 wealth distinctions designed to crack the code to wealth and get you off your current road and onto a new road where you can expose wealth's shortcut. The distinctions are directional markers to stop your old ways of action, thinking, and believing and reorient you into a new direction. In essence, you have to unlearn what you've learned. Your reality doesn't change mine. This section is for the haters. I present the Fastlane with brash cynicism. This book contains a lot of tough love, and while it is opinionated, you ultimately have to seek your own truth. The Fastlane might insult, offend, or challenge you because it will violate everything you've been taught. It will contradict the teachings of your parents, teachers, and financial planners. And since I violate all that society represents, you can bet mediocre minds will take issue. Thankfully, your belief or disbelief of Fastlane strategy doesn't change my reality. It only changes yours. Let me repeat that. Your opinion of the Fastlane doesn't change and can't change my reality. Its purpose is to change yours. So let me tell you about my reality. Every day I pinch myself in gratitude and happiness. I never have to work another day in my life. My home is a big McMansion overlooking the mountains in beautiful Fountain Hills, Arizona. It has everything.
pool, sauna, 5 fireplaces, wine closet, piano, pool table, multi-car garage, the whole shebang. But what it doesn't have is a mortgage. There are rooms in my house that I don't visit for months. Yes, the home is too large, and that story is a horrifying epic best forgotten. I can't remember the last time I set an alarm clock and jolted awake. Every day is a Saturday. I have no job and no boss. I don't own a suit or a tie. Visits to the store often involve not looking at prices. If I like it, I buy it. As of this edition, I drive a turbocharged Ford Raptor, which on some days tows another turbocharged vehicle, a UTV capable of scaling Mount Everest. In my younger years, I drove a variety of exotic cars, mostly Lamborghinis, but recently swapped that ostentatiousness for 11 jaw-dropping acres in Sedona, Arizona. Let me tell you, you haven't heard silence until you've heard the type of silence bookended by towering red rocks and thousands of acres of unmolested forest. I almost lost my life street racing a 750-horsepower Viper laced with nitrous oxide. I shop at Costco, Kohl's, or whatever store is convenient. Yes, that includes Walmart, but only if the parking lot is empty. No, I don't drive the Lamborghini to Walmart. That might cause a disruption in the space-time continuum. Us Trekkies know better. I don't own a watch, more expensive than $150. I enjoy tennis, biking, swimming, hiking, softball, poker, pool, art, travel, writing, and exploring the beautiful Arizona desert in my UTV. I travel whenever and wherever I want. I have no debt and paid cash for all my homes. I also paid off my mother's mortgage so she can enjoy retirement while not fretting about the cost of living increases. If you're looking to buy me a gift, good luck. I have everything I want, so finding me a gift I need or want is akin to solving the Drake equation. Because prices for most things are inconsequential, I buy when the urge hits. I made my first million when I was 31. 5 years earlier, I was living with my mother and struggling. I retired when I was 37. Every month, I earned thousands of dollars in income, interest and appreciation on investments working around the globe. No matter what I do on any given day, one thing is for sure. I get paid and do not have to work. I have financial freedom because I cracked wealth's code and escaped financial mediocrity. I'm a normal guy just living an abnormal life. It's a fantasy land, but my reality, my normal, my deviation from ordinary, where I can pursue my most implausible dreams in a life free of financial encumbrances. Had I chosen the preordained road, get rich slow, my dreams would be on life support, likely replaced with a mortgage, a heavy morning commute, and a 50-milligram prescription to Prozac. How about your dreams? Do they need resuscitation? Is your life on a road that converges with a dream, or is one? If your dreams have lost probability, it's possible get rich slow has killed them. Get rich slow criminally asks you to barter your freedom for freedom. It's an insane trade which suffocates dreams. Alternatively, if you travel the right roads and leverage the right roadmap, you can resurrect your dreams to realistic probabilities. Yes, as a fast lane traveler, you can create wealth fast, screw get rich slow, and win a lifetime of prosperity, freedom, and dream fulfillment, just as I did. If this book hasn't found you early in life, don't worry. The fast lane doesn't care about your age, your job experience, your race, or your gender. It doesn't care about your F in 8th grade gym class or your beer drinking reputation in college. The fast lane doesn't care about your Big Ten college degree or your Harvard MBA. It doesn't ask you to be a famous athlete, actor, or finalist on American Idol. The fast lane is merciful on your past if you just unlock the gateway into its universe. Finally, at the risk of sounding like a wannabe guru who proliferates your Facebook feed, let me clarify. I'm not a guru and don't want to be one. This is the book I wish I had when I was 20. And it doesn't include a, quote, free training that funnels into a $10,000 seminar. Likewise, guru-ness implies know-it-all, and that's not me. 20-plus years into this, and I humbly admit, I have a lot more to learn. If a label is sought, call me the anti-guru of Get Rich Slow. Sorry, no 4-hour work week here. First, let's get something clear. This isn't a how-to book. I'm not going to tell you every nuance about how I did it, because how I did it isn't relevant. This book doesn't contain a list of websites that outline ways to outsource your life. Success is a journey, and it cannot be outsourced to the Philippines in a 4-hour work week. The Millionaire Fast Lane is like a yellow brick road paved in psychology and mathematics, two things that can put the odds of massive wealth in your favor. During my fast lane journey of discovery, I always sought the absolute infallible formula that would lead to wealth. What I found was ambiguity and subjective imperatives like be determined or persistence pays or it's not what you know but who. While these tidbits were pieces of the puzzle, they didn't guarantee wealth. A workable formula uses mathematical constructs, not ambiguous statements. Does wealth have a mathematical formula, a code that you can exploit to tilt the odds in your favor? Yes, and the fast lane quantifies it. Now for the bad news. Many wealth seekers have false expectations about money books and think there's some fairy guru who will do the work. The road to wealth has no escort, and it's always under construction. No one drops millions in your lap. The road is yours to travel and yours alone. I can open the door, but I can't make you walk through it. Furthermore, I don't claim the fast lane is easy. It's hard work. If you expect a 4-hour work week here, you're going to be disappointed. All I can be is that creepy munchkin pointing off in the distance with the stern directive, follow the yellow brick road. The fast lane is that road. Coffee with a Multimillionaire. I've approached this book conversationally as if you're my new friend and we're having coffee in a quaint neighborhood cafe. My sole intent is education, not to upsell you into some expensive seminar, membership website, or some back-end marketing funnel. That's right, I'm selling nothing but the wisdom I wish I had when I was struggling. While I'll talk to you like your new friend, let's face it, I don't have a clue who you are. I don't know about your past, your age, your biases, your spouse, or your education. Thus, I need to make some general assumptions to ensure that our conversation seems personable to you. Here are my assumptions. You look around your life and think there's got to be more. You have big dreams, yet you're concerned that the road you're traveling will never converge with those dreams. You're college-bound, college-enrolled, or college-educated. You have a job you don't enjoy or isn't going to make you rich. You have very little savings and carry a lot of debt. You contribute regularly to a 401k or a low-cost indexed mutual fund. You realize at the rate your invested savings are growing, you'll probably retire far beyond your life expectancy. You see rich people and wonder, gee, how did they do it? You bought a few get-rich-quick books and/or programs. You live in a free, democratic society where education and free choice are standards. Your parents subscribe to the old school. Go to college and get a good job. You don't have any physical talent. Your chances of becoming a professional athlete, singer, entertainer, or actor are zero. You are young and full of enthusiasm about the future, are unsure where to direct it. You're older and you've been in the workforce for some time. After all these years, you don't have a lot to show for it and are tired of, quote, starting over. You put your heart and soul into a job only to be laid off due to a bad economy, a worldwide pandemic, corporate BS, or cutbacks. Your children are parented by an electronic device because you're too busy, too overworked, and too underpaid. You've lost money in the stock market or traditional investments championed by mainstream financial gurus. If some of these assumptions reflect your situation, this book will have an impact. How this book is organized. At the conclusion of each chapter, there is a subsection titled Chapter Summary, Fast Lane Distinctions, which chronicles the critical distinctions to fast lane strategy. Don't ignore these. They're the building blocks to engineering your fast lane. Additionally, the stories and examples in this book come from the Fast Lane Forum, www.thefastlaneforum.com, and other personal finance forums. While the stories are real and come from real people with real problems, I've changed the names and edited the dialogue for clarity. And finally, feel free to discuss Fastlane strategy with thousands of others at the Fastlane Forum. When the Fastlane changes your life, stop by and tell us how. It took me years to uncover and assemble the Fastlane strategies, learn them, use them, and ultimately make millions. Bored, retired, and yes, still young with hair, I give you the Millionaire Fastlane. Crack the code to wealth and live rich for a lifetime. Fasten your seatbelts, grab a 10-buck latte, and let's go on a road trip.